Tuesday in Hoc Ad Libitum.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, what are you working on?
Oh, these forms my wife gave me. She's all involved in tracing her ancestors. I told her I'd fill out everybody out and remember on my side of the family.
Does she think she's related to somebody famous?
Oh, no, no. It ain't that. It's just a hobby.
Well, that's a strange hobby. Now, you just try to find out who your ancestors was.
Well, you start with yourself and go backwards to your parents and then your grandparents and just keep on going back.
Well, it'd be more interesting to go the other way.
What other way?
Well, I'd like to know who my grandchildren are going to be.
Well, Sam, you ain't got no children yet.
Well, now, that's why it'd be so interesting.
Well, you can't do it that way.
Well, how far has she got back?
Well, she got back to her great-grandfather on her mama's side. He's an interesting old man. Seemed like he came to this area from North Carolina.
Well, why'd he come here?
Well, his business shut down. He made fancy parade harnesses.
Parade harnesses?
Yeah, fancy harnesses for horses. Seemed like after the Civil War, there wasn't much call for it,
well,
though.
I guess not.
He come to the area around Helena and set up a shop making belts and suspenders.
What was a fancy?
And then his son, Bessie Pearl's grandfather, he settled near Gurdon and set up a tannery that specialized in chaps and hernia trusses.
Was they fancy?
Oh, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Hey, Leon.
What's interesting?
Uh-oh, Jesse's wife's trying to find out stuff about her family tree.
You mean your forebears?
Yeah, that's right.
Mama done that.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, she traced back to Grandma.
That ain't too far.
Well, she got stumped there. She found out that Grandma's maiden name was Goldilocks.
Goldilocks?
Mom tried to find her forebears, but she couldn't come up but just three of them.
Well, now, that's better than nothing. Your mama didn't find out much about your forebears, huh?
Well, she found three of them and found out lots of stuff.
Like what?
Well, she found out what our family crest was.
Your family crest? Now, you never told me about that, Leon.
It's real pretty. It's a crossed hoe and a churn dash on a field of denim.
A field of denim?
With a real motto in Latin.
In Latin?
Yeah, it says, in hoc ad libitum.
But, Leon, what'd you say?
In hoc ad libitum. That's Latin, you know.
Well, what's it mean?
It means, in this we ain't sure.
I don't understand that.
Well, Mama didn't either.